This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And let's start with the rising chorus of official voices weighing in on the potential legalization of marijuana in Massachusetts. Voters will face the question on the November ballot. But yesterday, Governor Charlie Baker, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, and Attorney General Maura Healey came out in strong opposition to legalization, writing in a Boston Globe op-ed that, quote, "What the evidence shows us is that marijuana is not safe," end quote. And today, a special report from the Massachusetts State Senate also raises concerns about the potential cost to public safety and public health. The report explores options lawmakers might have to amend the law if voters legalize marijuana. And yet, the special Senate committee report does not take an official position on legalization. Here's Senate President Stan Rosenberg.
Controversial issue for sure, but we hope that the results of the work done to date and any that would follow would help inform the debate and give people the information they need so that they can understand what we would need to do in Massachusetts to make sure that if this were to be legalized, that it be done properly and that we would be able to protect public health and public safety.
Well, to talk more with us about the report, we're joined now by Dr. Kevin Hill. He is the director of the substance abuse at McLean Hospital and author of the book Marijuana, the Unbiased Truth About the World's Most Popular Weed. Dr. Hill, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me on, Magda.
So first of all, can you just give us your first reaction to the fact that, yesterday and today we're seeing Massachusetts lawmakers speaking out sort of in the Senate's case on the potential legalization of marijuana?
Well, so both with the op-ed and the Senate, I think that they're really not surprising findings that people are opposed to legalization. But I think with the op-ed in particular, I think we're asking the wrong question. I think it's great to know where these politicians stand on the issue of legalization, but I think the more pertinent question is, in a liberal state like Massachusetts, if it gets voted in, what should it look like? And I think that the Senate report does a decent job of trying to address that question.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more then of what the Senate report says today. For example, it talks about taxing marijuana heavily if voters do legalize it. It calls for an excise tax of between, 5 and 15% collected from growers and a marijuana-specific sales tax of anywhere 10 to 20%. What would that do?
Well, I think that's important to point out that that's a key weakness in the current ballot initiative. So the current ballot initiative proposes an effective sales tax or effective tax rate of 12%. Important to note that in the four states in the District of Columbia that have legalized recreational marijuana, the effective tax rates are 27 to 44%. Colorado raised $125 million last year in tax revenue. So to go forward with the 12% tax rate, we'd be leaving a lot of money on the table that could be used for research, prevention, treatment, that sort of thing. So I think that the Senate report, by identifying the need for a higher tax rate, I think that's a positive step. I think they could take a step further, though, and say if it gets voted in, this will be the tax rate. I mean, again, we're kind of trusting them to act upon it if it gets voted in. But I think it's important to at least point out that the weakness in the ballot initiative with the tax rate.
Okay. Now, what about the fact that that we might see the creation of a cannabis control commission with members appointed by the state treasurer to oversee or to regulate marijuana sellers if indeed it does get legalized in November?
So the ballot initiative raises that issue, and I think it's an important one. Who will control cannabis in the Commonwealth should we vote for this? And I think this is a place where both the ballot initiative and the Senate report, frankly, come up a little short. I think they could specifically say what those people will look like. For example, you could say that anybody on this commission will have no ties to either the pro-marijuana groups or the anti-marijuana groups. I think there needs to be transparency there. I think that, unfortunately, there hasn't been transparency in other marijuana policies in Massachusetts and other places around the country. So it's a major concern. I think we need to move forward and really be clear about who's going to control this.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you, Dr. Hill, about a concern that was raised both by Governor Baker, Mayor Walsh, and Attorney General Healey yesterday in their op-ed, and something that's reflected in the Senate special report today. I mean, for example, I'm looking at the op-ed from yesterday, and they quote a study from Colorado about young people's use of marijuana. And they say that there in Colorado, young people are 20% more likely given that it's legal there, to have used marijuana regularly since legalization. And then in the Senate report, it talks about the fact that there's an estimate of 885,000 Massachusetts residents used marijuana last year, half of them youth and young adults under 25, and that they want to, for example, see the possibility of putting strict limits on marketing as a result of that, or no celebrity endorsements. It seems like the Senate's considering options on how to change the law to make it less attractive for young users.
So there are two pieces there. I think, unfortunately, the rate of use issue has been misrepresented. It is fair to say that since marijuana has been legalized in Colorado, the use has gone up. However, use was already going up. So we've seen time and time again, and this has been in published reports, frankly, both with medical marijuana and legalization of marijuana, that those policies don't change the rate of increase.
So the rate of increase is the same before and after legalization?
Yes. So there's no difference in states that have these policies and not. The use of marijuana around the country has been increasing. And again, the states that have taken steps with these policies haven't seen a change in rate of increase. However, I think it's important to point out that we should be taking steps to try to limit access of marijuana to youth. And I don't think that the proponents of this bill want to see young people using marijuana either. So it's really a no-brainer to talk about eliminating some of the attractive packaging and things for certain products.
Okay, so it sounds like you would support the idea of no celebrity endorsements and restrictions on marketing.
Absolutely.
Then. Okay. Now, what about, I mean, while we're on the subject of young people and marijuana, since it's a recurring theme in every conversation we have about it in this state, I mean, what is the state of our understanding of the effects of marijuana usage on a young person's brain?
So, Magna, we can debate the relative merits of some of these policies, but what we can't debate is that for young people whose brains are developing, so that's 25 and below, marijuana is a high-risk proposition. So those that are using marijuana regularly at a young age really affects a host of things, including brain development, which is why people are rightfully concerned. I would like to say, though, that given those concerns, that's why we should really be working hard now to really have concrete policies in place if, in fact, it gets voted in.
Okay. I want to follow up with you on that in just a second, but there are a couple other assertions made in the Senate report that I wanted to get a check with you on. For example, the Senate report says that addiction hits 1 in 9 users and that marijuana overdoses are rare, but that, for example, quote, pregnant women who use marijuana increase the risk of damage to the fetal brain. Your thoughts on any of those?
Those are accurate statements. So again, most people who use marijuana don't become addicted, just like alcohol. But I think the difference is that we recognize as a society that alcohol is dangerous. We need to start thinking about marijuana in that way. However, the majority don't develop those problems. And I don't think necessarily that we should be basing our policy upon that 9% or the 16% of young people. In fact, I think that's why the policy should be tighter than they currently are in some states. So I think we can craft good policy, and I think that's what we should be doing. Right now, if we vote in this current ballot initiative, we're going to have really weak policy, and then we're leaving it up to the legislator to amend the policy. Will they do that? It's hard to say.
But on the other hand, isn't that exactly what they're sort of beginning to do now with things like this report? They're signaling that they're looking at it. They're considering options. It's in a way, they are getting ready.
Well, I like the report, but it's a question of expectations from your legislature. So the word legislator means lawmaker, not report maker. So they have an option to pass their, you know, to write their own bill on this, and they've elected not to. So that makes me concerned about how likely they are to correct a flawed bill should it get voted in. I think they will. I hope they will. And again, I think it is a good step that they made, but you know, they could be doing more.
So then let's get your advice on this. You're very knowledgeable about both marijuana as a substance and as a policy in varying states. What do you think would be the best course of action between now and November when voters are actually asked to make a decision on this?
I would like the legislator to say, if this gets voted in, the tax rate will be 25%. If this gets voted in, the Cannabis Control Commission would be comprised of these kinds of individuals at least. There could be concrete steps taken. I think you have to keep in mind that the legislature themselves, probably like the politicians that you mentioned who wrote the op-ed yesterday, are not in favor of this. So the more vague they are, the more likely that discerning voters will pass on a bad bill. That's what happened in Ohio last fall. People wanted legalization in Ohio, but they didn't like the ballot initiative, and they opted to pass on it. I think that the vagaries of the Senate report and the op-ed yesterday make it less likely that this will get passed. I still think it will get passed, but I think that the chances are dimmed somewhat.
Well, Dr. Kevin Hill is at McLean Hospital and author of the book Marijuana, The Unbiased Truth About the World's Most Popular Weed. Dr. Hill, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.